As Kuno and July headed down the trail to their cabin, curved around the lightning-split cottonwood, and entered the farmyard, Kuno froze, squeezing July's hand suddenly, protectively. As he looked around, concerned lines etched his forehead. He released July's hand and turned his gaze to the corral, where a horse and two mules stood unmoving in a rear corner, a dubious cast to their stares.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
He had a sudden bad sense of things, and the feeling was growing. He looked at the single-story cabin, nestled in the bushes on the north side of the yard. Seeing nothing unusual, he shuttled his gaze to the log barn, which he hadn't gotten around to chinking yet. The single door hung open. Had he left it that way? Again, he turned to the corral. His paint skewbald renegade trotted away from the mules and stopped. His dark eyes rolled toward the cabin and his ears twitched. Kuno turned to the cabin, studied the closed door and quiet stoop. Tree shadows canted across the earthen roof as the light of the west-angling sun turned golden. Sudden movement behind the cabin caught Kuno's eye. There it was again, back in the cottonwoods, behind the tin-roofed privy. A horse switched its tail. Kuno dropped the deerskin bundle from his shoulder and started to lift his rifle. A bullet spanged off a rock 6 inches from Kuno's right boot. The shot had come from the barn.
Go!
Kuno heaved July toward the hay crib before the corral.
Take cover!
Kuno brought his rifle up and jacked a shell in the chamber. A man stood in the open loft door, his own rifle aimed at Kuno. Kuno rolled off his shoulder and came to his haunches and raised the rifle. The ambusher tumbled forward out of the loft, somersaulting on his way to the ground.
July!
Eyeing another attacker behind the barn, Kuno ran and ducked behind a rock pile and jerked his wild eyes toward the hay crib. All he saw were July's straw hat and the wicker basket lying amidst the scattered berries.
July!
Again, the only reply was the gunfire. A bullet split the air over his left shoulder. The shot had come from behind him. He fired 2 rounds into the coulee, crouched to reload the Winchester from his cartridge belt, then turned toward the cabin. Smoke puffed in the open doorway, obscuring the figure of a medium-tall man with close-set eyes and a funnel-brimmed hat with hammered silver discs decorating the crown. A bullet seared a furrow along Kuno's left cheekbone as more smoke puffed in the broken kitchen window right of the door. Resting his right shoulder against the rocks, Kuno opened fire on the figure standing in the cabin's doorway, then fired at the window. The gunman jerked back from the window as wood sprayed from the frame. Another gunman fired from a corner of the cabin, the bullet sizzling off Kuno's ear as he dove forward, aiming his Winchester. The man bolted back behind the wall. As he did, Kuno caught a glimpse of the Confederate cavalry hat and stringy blonde hair.
Cleavis, where the hell are you, man?
Both my guns are jammed, Paige.
God damn it, you stupid sons of bitches. If you can't bring down one man without getting yourselves all shot to hell, then for Christ's sakes, pull out!
Pull out?
Pull out! We'll come back for him later.
There was one more shot from the corner of the cabin, and Kuno caught another glimpse of the gray hat before it retreated behind the wall. Just then, Kuno could hear the gunman around the cabin retreating. The man in the coulee, however, was still triggering rounds. Kuno gained his feet and ran out from behind the rock pile. He sprinted across the green knee-high wheat toward the cut flanking the barn. Smoke puffed ahead, and the gunman's rifle barked. Kuno weaved as the bullet buzzed and whistled around him, then plunked into the ground near his feet.
You son of a bitch!
Drawing near the coulee, Kuno stopped and raised the Winchester. The gunman's hatted head appeared at the lip of the coulee's ridge. It disappeared as Kuno pulled the trigger, blowing up sod where the head had been only half a moment before. Seconds later, the man reappeared, running away toward the creek curving through bur oaks and cottonwoods behind the coulee. Kuno jacked another shell and bolted into a run toward the retreating rifleman, pumping hard toward the creek flashing silver through the trees. His heart raced and his jaws were clamped tight in mute fury. He ran hard, chewing up ground, gaining on the rifleman entering the trees.
Stop and face me, you yellow son of a bitch!
The man stopped and wheeled, bringing his rifle around. Kuno didn't give the man a chance to raise the carbine. He snugged the Winchester against his shoulder and fired. The gunman flew back, arms flailing for balance, dropping the rifle and tumbling into the creek. Kuno ran to the stream, made sure the man was dead, a skinny redhead with large freckles and a bullet through his chest. Then he turned and ran to the cabin, The cry of retreat could have been a ruse. Mounting the cabin's two steps, he bounded across the porch and kicked open the door. The cabin, with its hodgepodge of rough-hewn furniture, woven rugs, and hanging pots, was empty. A splash of blood marked the board floor between the window and the table, littered with shattered glass. Looking around the single room again, Kuno saw that the rear door off the kitchen was partly open. He ran to it, looked around, his rifle held ready. Then he ran out behind the privy. The horses were gone, leaving only prints where the ambushers had arrived from the east. All six horses had fled west in a hurry, though two of them had to be riderless. Wheeling, sweat basting his shirt to his chest and back, Kuno ran back around the house and across the yard.
July!
When he'd last seen her, she'd been bolting toward the hay crib. Hoping to find her hiding safely there now, he ducked through the corral and froze.
July!
He staggered toward her, his face bleached, his eyes bulging with horror. July lay on her side on the hard-packed ground behind the crib, her hair forming a black fan beneath her head. Blood soaked the bosom of her dress. Kuno froze, shuddered, his boots glued to the ground where he stood staring. For a long time, he was unable to understand what he was seeing, as though lost in a dream in which none of the images fit together logically. Finally, he stumbled forward.
July! Oh, God! July!
He knelt down and took her gently in his arms. Her body was limp, but still warm.
July, please! July, no, please! July! Oh, God! Please! Don't be dead.
The blood on her breast formed a wide crimson bib. There was more on her back, where the bullet had exited after tearing through her heart. Her Nordic blue eyes stared up at him through half-shut lids, unseeing. His own heart threatened to burst through his chest as he held her tightly in his big arms, rocking her as though to gently nudge her life back into her, refusing to believe his beloved could really be gone.
July!